All right, everybody, welcome to the Come This Far podcast with Chris Taylor. Today is Monday, January 18th, 2021, 48 hours until the President of the United States is outgoing and the President-elect of the United States is incoming, and this nasty chapter in the history of the United States will be behind us. Today is Martin Luther King Day, and I just wanted to make a special little bonus episode about my thoughts on Martin Luther King Jr. We've all grown up learning about Martin Luther King Jr. We know the speech, "I Have a Dream." We see images and maybe documentaries of kind of some of the things that happened in the 60s with his ministry and his movement to equality and justice. We've seen bits and parts of his dream that have certainly come true, and we have seen other areas that we have not made much progress at all. We've seen in certain areas of this racial question in our country, we've seen a number of steps in the wrong direction. Today on Martin Luther King Day, I want to stand up as a white American. My heritage and my ancestry goes back in the United States of America to before this was a country. Most of my ancestors came over in the 1600s from Europe. Most of them from Ireland and Great Britain. Some of them, one line from Germany and France and places like that. But almost all lines of my family tree go back to the colonial days in America. And I have many ancestors that fought in the Civil War, most of them on the side of the Union, but I have found several on the side of the Confederacy. And so that tells me that I have not found direct evidence of slave owners in my family tree, but I would not be surprised, having known that all of my family lines go back to the colonial days in America. I grew up in a home that respected people of all color, that taught us that it didn't matter what someone's background was, what someone's race was, what someone's religion was. None of that stuff made them a good person or a bad person. What makes someone a good person or a bad person is inside their heart and the way they treat other people. Growing up in high school, because I was very involved in athletics, particularly basketball, I had several very close friends that were African Americans. And and then when I went to the military, I grew up and I live in a town where there's not very many African Americans at all. In fact, I think that there's only one or two or three families that are all related. Now there's more obviously than that, but pretty much every African American, every black person in where I live are related somehow or another. So it's a small group of people. So I wasn't exposed to the kind of racism that exists in places in this country. There's no systemic racism per se where I live, because there's not enough people of color that are here. And I get so frustrated when I hear people in where I live, a small town, say that there's no racism. But they've never experienced anywhere outside of southeastern Arizona. When I was in the military, I spent all of my time that was not in combat in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, or Fort Benning, Georgia. So the heart of the South. I witnessed in the 21st century abhorrent racism and just horrible injustices that hurt my soul. And when I hear people, you know, in 2021 try to argue that there either isn't systemic racism, or that it's blown out of proportion, or that the police officers that kill Black people unarmed or armed do that because Black people commit crime, it is so hurtful to me. And I can't imagine how hurtful it is to people of color, people of darker skin than mine. And I think that we as a race, a Caucasian race, does not do nearly enough to not only talk about it, but to understand it. I put out one of my very first episode of this podcast was right after George Floyd was brutally murdered. And I put it out and I talked about how, you know, implicit bias is where most of the problem is. And that means that we don't even know that we are exhibiting or harboring biases based on race, because it's just so ingrained in us that we don't see it. You know, if the main problem in America was, you know, overt, out in the open racism, like there was a million Nazis running around, you know, the Ku Klux Klan was running wild, that would be easier. We would say, and that's not America, get away. But right now, what we have, the more problem is that we are oblivious to the kinds of injustices and the kinds of inequality that we see in our justice system, in our business communities, in our banking system, in our property ownership, just in every facet of our society. We are behind. And yes, we do not need to feel in 2021 that we are responsible for the sins of the past, the slavery and you know, paying reparations and all of that. I don't agree with that, because you know what my ancestors might have done 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 generations ago has nothing to do with me. But what does have something to do with me is staying quiet, continuing to have our heads in the sand, to say, well, that racism doesn't exist. You know, why don't these people just get up and go to work and get a job? You know, the problem is Black on Black crime. The problem is there's most Black people come from one parent households. The problem is, yeah, why do you think all that stuff is? We need to ask those hard questions. We need to have that hard dialogue. We need to stand up and nonsense with all of these Martin Luther King Day posts, and we think that that's going to carry us another year. Martin Luther King Jr. Is a hero in American history, but do we do enough to listen to his words? Do we do enough to you know, dissect it and find out where we are today? Do we listen to enough people who have experienced biases and racism and inequality and injustices? There's so many facets of our society that we can look at and that we can agree with if we just came at it in a way of openness, being honest and having real dialogue, and really at the root of all of it is to have compassion and care for our fellow Americans, our fellow brothers and sisters, to stop having a defensive attitude whenever race is brought up and whatever racism is brought up. You know, to say, well, I'm not racist, so why am I listening to this? I guarantee you, you harbor implicit biases. Look it up if you don't know what I'm talking about, and take steps to correct any areas in your life where you can be better. I know I can be better, and I know I want to be better, and I know that I love the culture. I love living in the South. I love living in North Carolina. I love the people. I love the accents. I love the culture, the food of the South. I love the rich history that they have, the pride that they have in their heritage. And we need to do more to celebrate that. And yes, Civil War monuments of Confederate heroes have no place in our country. The Confederate flag should have never been flown after the Civil War. The fact that state houses and state capitals were continuing to fly that flag into the 21st century is just mind-boggling to me. And the fact that we saw the Confederate flag inside the Capitol on January 6th was probably the saddest image that I saw. We cannot allow this kind of ideology to fester. We cannot allow this type of hatefulness and hatred and evilness persist in our country, and in the Republican Party needs to once and for all stand up and denounce it. And we need to all dig deeper to see how we can contribute to achieving Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream that all men and women are able to have the same opportunities, and that white children and black children can coexist and play and not see each other differently. Children are the most innocent people. They harbor no racism or biases whatsoever. It's not until they grow up and get older and they're influenced by everything that we have negative going on in terms of race and inequality in this country. So we need to just admit that it's there. Until we name that enemy and we can see that enemy and we can clearly in one voice denounce that enemy, we'll never make the kind of progress that we need. So I pledge today on Martin Luther King Day to make this year a year that I will constantly question where I can improve in terms of race relations, in terms of biases, and I will constantly question those biases when they come up, and I will constantly do inventory on myself in situations that arise to see and to identify those biases, and I will work to root them out of my mind, because they're not in my heart. And I know that they're not in a lot of your hearts either, but they've been able to be in our minds because of years and years of being ingrained by, you know, little by little in our society. And that's the way we're going to make steps forward in this fight. I stand arm in arm with the professional athletes who kneel for the national anthem to protest police brutality and racism and inequality, because I believe in upholding the Constitution, and they have the constitutional right to peacefully protest. And it doesn't offend me as a veteran. It offends me actually when people try to stop them from kneeling in the national anthem. I would never kneel during the national anthem, but it doesn't mean that I won't support and fight and even die for their right to do it, because they're peaceful. It brings platform that they have that they're using to further peace and justice and equality. And that's what I'm all about as well. And so I will always fight for their right to stand up, to make this country a better place. When you identify things that are wrong in your country and you work to use your platform to bring that a spotlight on it, and you work to better your country, that doesn't mean you hate your country. That means you are clear-eyed about your country and that you love your country and that you simply want your country to improve. This closed-minded, backwards thoughts of, well, you must hate your country, so why don't you just move? That's so bizarre and ridiculous, because we've always been a people that can strive for better and for progress and to be better people. So why do we not allow Black people to have this kind of positive, peaceful protest? And that's all I'll say. Think about these things on Martin Luther King Day and remember the sacrifices of those brave men and women, from Rosa Parks to Martin Luther King Jr., to John Lewis, to all of these icons that have fought and that have provided a blueprint for us going forward to continue to fight for these righteous principles, to root out racism, to call it out when your friends are speaking that way behind closed doors, to not laugh at the hateful and hurtful jokes, to demand better from your family and your friends. Let's dedicate ourselves to that here on Martin Luther King Day 2021. You're listening to the Come This Far podcast with Chris Taylor. I hope you all had a great 3-day weekend, and we'll see you all in the next episode of the Come This Far podcast with Chris Taylor. Thank you.